looking to be the first LEED certified registered marijuana dispensary in the country.
Niall DeMina is the director of operations for Mana Wellness. The not-for-profit is looking to open a dispensary a couple miles from downtown Pittsfield along a public access route, according to Director of Resources Julia Germain. Massachusetts voters approved legalizing medical marijuana in 2012, and in May, the state's Department of Public Health set final regulations that would allow 35 dispensaries in the Commonwealth. Mana Wellness is one of 158 groups currently in phase two of a three-part process to be certified by the state. DeMina says it is trying to address any fears the community may have.
But I also think that people are just, you know, sort of ready for this. And there are a lot of patients suffering from various ailments. And that, you know, extends out to the spouses and to their families. And they want to see that suffering go away.
Most of the questions from the roughly 10 people who joined the public forum were about technical and legal issues dealing with how patients, doctors, and dispensaries become certified to take, prescribe, and distribute the drug. The law requires doctors who prescribe the medicine to have a bona fide relationship with the patient, who will only be able to obtain a 60-day supply of 10 ounces at one time. Patients will receive a certification card from the state at a waivable cost of $50, and no health insurance will cover the cost of the medication. Here's DeMina.
To take out some of the psychoactives, to reduce the harm, you can eliminate the smoke altogether. I mean, there's just so many things that you can do when you control a substance. But the way things are today, people think that the flower is just going to be rolled or smoked in a joint or something.
DeMina says if approved, Mana will work with patients who have hardships paying for the medication, even providing seeds to cultivate their own. Although DeMina says he would discourage and question this practice. Selling marijuana for non-medical purposes will be considered a felony, punishable with up to 5 years in prison. DeMina says only patients will be allowed at the dispensary and no marijuana use other than for demonstration will occur at the site. The state is allowing a maximum of 5 dispensaries in each of its 14 counties, and some municipalities have already addressed the matter. Earlier this summer, a zoning ordinance in Pittsfield capped the number of allowed dispensaries at 3 within city limits. Along with obtaining specialized permits, the ordinance also requires dispensaries to be set back 1,000 feet from a school or playground. City planner C.J. Haas says the originally suggested 500 feet was extended to be in line with federal law, which still considers the sale of medical marijuana illegal. He adds the public was relatively quiet throughout the entire process.
One person from the public got up and thought we were taking things too far. We were being too restrictive.
Only 3 groups from Berkshire County are in Phase 2, while there are 5 in both Franklin and Hampshire, 11 in Hamden, and 13 in Worcester. If approved, Mana will grow and sell the marijuana as a vertically integrated operation subject to sales tax. Mana hopes to get an approval ruling by the end of January 2014. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.